SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
There was fury on the streets of La Paz after a rebel faction of Bolivia's armed forces took the nation by surprise. Earlier in the day, heavily armed soldiers flooded the city's Plaza Murillo, sealing off the square in front of stunned onlookers. An armoured vehicle twice rammed the gate of the presidential palace, forcing it open and allowing soldiers to stream inside. It was there that the coup leader came face to face with President Luis Arce, who reportedly told the former general, Juan José Zúñiga, to stand down. The former general had been dismissed by the president for accusing former Bolivian leader Evo Morales of stoking infighting within the ruling Socialist Party. Former General Zúñiga spoke to reporters in the plaza before his soldiers entered the palace.
Nosotros queremos establecer la democracia. Basta de que unos cuantos se han
We want to re-establish democracy. It is enough that a few have taken it over. Look where they've taken us. Our children have no future. The people have no future. And the army does not lack balls to ensure the tomorrow of our children, the future of our children, the well-being and progress of our people.
Latin American leaders responded to the unfolding crisis, including Chile's president Gabriel Boric.
Estamos absolutamente alineados desde el Estado chileno en la defensa de la democracia en Bolivia. Condenamos este intento de golpe de Estado. Hacemos un llamado a que las instituciones funcionen.
We are absolutely aligned from the Chilean state in defense of democracy in Bolivia. We condemn the attempted coup d'etat. We call for the institutions to function, for the constitution to be respected, for the laws to be respected, and we hope that no one is injured, and that the legitimate government of President Luis Arce is maintained and can continue with the mandate given to him by the Bolivian people. Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro also spoke.
Desde Venezuela, con el amor inmenso que tenemos por Bolivia.
From Venezuela, with the immense love we have for Bolivia, we call on the people of Bolivia to defend their democracy, their constitution, and their president.
As Bolivians were called to the streets to support their president, the rebel troops eventually backed down. President Arce swore in three new heads of the armed forces. He then addressed supporters who'd filled the square, which had earlier been occupied by soldiers.
Fills us with bravery and courage to keep on resisting any coup attempt, because Bolivia deserves its democracy, which has been won in the streets and with blood, brothers and sisters.
With the plaza reclaimed, an extraordinary accusation emerged. The former general Zúñiga claimed the president himself was implicated in the short-lived coup.
La gente me dijo, la situación está muy jodida, esta semana va a ser crítica.
The president told me the situation was bad and this week would be critical. Then it was needed to prepare something to push up his popularity.
International Crisis Group fellow Gleyeldis Gonzalez says it's too early to know the exact motive for the failed coup, but it's raised tensions around the country ahead of an election due next year.
I think that this is also a sign of how tensions can escalate and to what point tensions can escalate. And we can also expect, and maybe in the next few weeks, and protests and road blockades against this type of move. And so I really don't like rule out anything in Bolivia.
The crisis was brought to an end with the arrested coup leader led in handcuffs to be presented to waiting television cameras. The president is yet to comment on Zuniga's claim that he orchestrated the failed coup. Penry Buckley, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.